Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. I'm currently busy writing a pronunciation course for people learning English, which will be available later this year on the adeptenglish.com website. This course is based on the same principles as our existing courses and our podcasts, where you learn correct pronunciation by hearing the difficult words pronounced correctly in different contexts lots of times. If you hear them enough times, you'll just say them correctly. We also look at patterns in pronunciation because this gives you a helping hand. There'll be more news about our pronunciation course in the next few weeks. But I thought that I might do a podcast today on pronunciation because it's something that people ask about a lot. How about today in this podcast, I provide you with some really useful place name pronunciation audio. So by that, I mean, let's have a practice at some difficult to pronounce English place names, but which follow patterns, or at least some of them do. You can't buy our pronunciation course yet, but don't forget that our other two courses, the 500 Most Common Words course and our Course 1 Activate Your Listening, are available to buy on our website. You can download them and start learning straight away. So, place name pronunciation audio. Let's run through just a few of the place names in the UK whose pronunciation may give you trouble. Obviously, there are hundreds of towns and villages in the UK, all with different names and some of which may be difficult to pronounce. So in this podcast, I wanted to stick with names that are common, ones that you'll come across a lot. So I've used county names as the basis for my list today. You may not be aware of what a county is, but using county names means these names are very common. They come up a lot. So a county, that's C-O-U-N-T-Y, is an area of land. It's what the UK is divided up into. If you're familiar with UK addresses, then the county is what you put before the postcode. So examples of counties in the UK might be Yorkshire, Staffordshire, Cornwall, Cumbria. I guess it's a bit like the departments in France or the states in America, except much smaller, of course. Now, you may never have visited the UK and you may never intend to visit the UK, but these place names are well known and they come up in other contexts. So you may well meet them anyway. So hearing place name pronunciation audio is useful to you. I'll group together pronunciations which are similar. Now, it's not my sport or my area of expertise, but there are 18 English counties that play first-class cricket. So if you like cricket and you follow English cricket, you may know some of them. Kent, Sussex, Middlesex, Hampshire, Surrey, Essex, Somerset, Glamorgan, Gloucestershire, Warwickshire, Worcestershire, Leicestershire, Northamptonshire, Derbyshire, Nottinghamshire, Lancashire and Durham. And did I forget Yorkshire? Okay, so there are a group of cities and counties whose names come from the Latin language. Castra in Latin, meaning a camp. So these are places where the Romans would have had camps. And these place names end in C-E-S-T-E-R. But you don't pronounce the C-E bit. So examples, Worcester. W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. Worcester is a city, and Worcestershire or Worcestershire is the county which surrounds it, named after the city. Worcester sauce is something that you might find on the table in the pub to sprinkle on your food. What about Gloucester? G-L-O-U-C-E-S-T-E-R. Gloucester is a city and Gloucestershire is the county. So again, you may know this Gloucestershire in association with cricket. Or Gloucester Road is a station on the London Underground. Leicester is another one. L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. Leicester is the city and Leicestershire is the county. Think Leicester City Football Club and Leicester Square in London. So they're all ending in C-E-S-T-E-R. What about county names that have an E that's pronounced like an A? So this is another pattern that you see in county names, and it may be helpful for you to hear this place name pronunciation audio. So place names that have letter E that's pronounced like an A. So an example of this would be Derby, the city, spelt D-E-R-B-Y, and Derbyshire, the county. Think about Derby County Football Club and cricket. Derbyshire is a team. Also, you might talk about a local derby. That means a match between two teams which are local to one another, near each other. So when Manchester United play Man City or when Chelsea play Fulham, that's a derby. Berkshire, B-E-R-K-S-H-I-R-E, is a county name. It's the county where Windsor Castle is, where the Queen lives. But note the spelling. It's pronounced Berkshire, but it's spelt B-E-R-K. Hartford, that's spelt H-E-R-T-F-O-R-D, and Hertfordshire is the same. So these are all place names spelt with an E but sounds like an A. What about these with a silent L? Pronunciation problems come from having silent letters. So it's written but it's not said. So Suffolk, spelt S-U-F-F-O-L-K, or Norfolk, spelt N-O-R-F-O-L-K. If you've ever come across the word folk, F-O-L-K in English, meaning people, it's the same endings for the counties of Norfolk and Suffolk. And what about Lincoln? L-I-N-C-O-L-N. Lincoln is the city and Lincolnshire is the county. So all of these have a silent L. Now, I haven't really covered Northern Ireland, Scotland or Wales because they're difficult and a whole pronunciation topic in their own right. Their place names come from their own Celtic languages. So these names are hard, even for us English people sometimes. Just to give you a sample though, here are some Welsh county names. Clwyd, spelt C-L-W-Y-D. Dyfed, spelt D-Y-F-E-D. And Gwynedd, spelt G-W-Y-N-E-D-D. Welsh is just a whole other language and Welsh place names are a difficult matter. So that's just a quick flavour, a taste of Welsh pronunciation. Back to English counties then. What about Warwickshire? Warwick is W-A-R-W-I-C-K. So there is a town Warwick and it's in Warwickshire. So it looks like War, W-A-R, Wick, W-I-C-K, and then Shire on the end. And Warwickshire, it's got a silent W in the middle. That's what's difficult about that one. You'll notice that lots of the English county names end in Shire, S-H-I-R-E, like Yorkshire, Lancashire, Shropshire, Oxfordshire, Nottinghamshire, Cheshire, Cambridgeshire, and more. If you like the books and the film Lord of the Rings by J.R. Tolkien, then the hobbits like Bilbo Baggins and Frodo come from the Shires. So there's a suggestion in the name Shire that it's a gentle country place, like where the hobbits live. Though of course nowadays many of the English Shires have big cities in them as well as countryside. So there you have it, difficult place name pronunciation audio for you to practice with. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.